是在《申命记》31:1-8，是我们的《旧约圣经》255页，《申命记》31:1-8。摩西去告诉以色列众人说，我现在120岁了，不能照常出入。耶和华也曾对我说，你必不得过这约旦河。耶和华你们的神必引导你们过去，将这些国民在你们面前灭绝，你们就得他们的地。约书亚必引导你们过去，正如耶和华所说的，耶和华必待他们，如同从前待他所灭绝的阿摩利尔王西云与俄耳及他们的国一样。耶和华必将他们交给你们，你们要照我所吩咐的一切命令待他们。第六节，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。摩西召了约书亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐的地，你也要使他们承受那地为业。耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，也不撇下你，也不丢弃你。不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。我们今天很开心，我们是请到我们的是柳宣总会总干事 Plaza Andrew Russell 牧师来我们正道。我们今天正道题目是勇气与信心。We are honored to have our Pastor Andrew Marshall. Please come in. Yeah, so thank you for your preaching.
Good morning, everybody.
大家早晨。
It's a privilege for me to be able to be here today.
今天很荣幸能够同大家一起来到去正道。
It's always great to come over and visit and be part of what you're doing here as a church.
每一次能够系参加闭会咧，都系觉得好开心，可以就到知道大家嘅新嘅发展。
Now, I just want to thank you for the songs that you chose this morning and the words that you gave me. They really encouraged me to think more about who God is and what it means to dwell in His presence.
亦都好多谢领师咧，今日喺入边选嘅经文咧，诗歌入边嘅提醒咧，嚟到系去提醒牧师知道系佢嘅。力量嘅泉源。
I'm a strong believer that there's a sermon in the song.
我深信咧喺嗰首诗歌入边咧，本身已经系有一个嘅正道嘅含义喺。
Songs have a message.
每一首嘅诗歌当中都有佢嘅意思。
And even if you don't enjoy singing particularly, there's something to learn and be encouraged and inspired about in our songs.
纵使或者系大家未必一定系唱诗系有呢个恩赐，但系每一次系去留意诗词或者系歌词入边嘅时候咧，当中有佢嘅信息带出嚟。
So thank you for the choices and the musicians who led us this morning。
咁所以系再一次多谢领诗同埋系诗琴。
This morning I want to talk about two essential qualities of the Christian faith。
今日想同大家分享就系喺基督徒一个生命入边咧两个好主要嘅素质。
These qualities were spoken about in the Bible readings we've just heard.
在今天的经文里面已经是读了出来。
And these qualities will be a major influence in your effectiveness to live for Jesus.
这个基督徒的素质是特别当中要很深深影响在我们作为基督徒的这个果效。
These two factors have the potential to change your world.
这两个因素当中是有这个能力来让我们改变这个世界。
And in fact, to change the whole world as you unite with others who share these qualities.
就当我们都是跟其他一起是能够去分享这个共同的素质的时候，我们可以一起继续去影响这个世界。
This morning I'm talking about the qualities of courage and faith.
所以今天跟大家分享的时候，就是讲我们这个的勇气和信心。
When you consider the calling of the Christian faith, it's a call to an extreme life with Christ as our leader.
当你被呼召嚟成为呢个基督徒嘅时候，其实一个系好极端嘅喺基督徒嘅生命当中，我哋要跟随仿效主耶稣。
It's a life that can't be lived just in our own strength, but needs to be lived in the power of the Holy Spirit.
呢个基督徒嘅生命并唔可以单凭我哋自己嘅力量嚟到去过，系我哋要需要依靠主耶稣先，我哋都去过呢个生活。
When we consider what God has called us to, we come to an understanding of how much we need His strength, His empowering to live out this life.
当主耶稣嚟呼召我哋嘅时候，让我哋更加嚟洞悉到我哋系如何需要嚟啲去倚靠主耶稣。
Jesus called us to go and make disciples of all nations。
主耶稣亲自嚟呼召我哋要作多人嘅门徒。
Jesus called us to take up our cross and to follow Him。
主耶稣系叫我哋担起我哋自己嘅十字架嚟到跟随佢。
Jesus called us to forsake all others and worship Him。
主耶稣要我哋撇去所有嘅一切，嚟到去追随相信佢。
We're called to lay our lives down as living sacrifices。
佢嚟到呼召我哋，要将我哋系当作活祭。
We're called to die to self that we could live for Christ。
而当中嚟到系要将我哋嘅旧我嚟到除去，好让我哋活出像基督。
We're called to love God with all that we are。
我哋都系去被呼召嚟，都系去爱神，尽我哋所竭我哋所能嚟到爱神。
And we're called to love others in the way that we love ourselves。
而同样地，你爱人如己。
We're called to forgive people who hurt us。
我哋梗系被呼召嚟，都系去宽恕一啲对我哋加害嘅人。
We're called to serve people。
我哋甚至被呼召嚟，都系去彼此服侍。
We're called to care for the poor。
我哋当中要关怀一啲系贫乏嘅。
We're called to live a life of holiness.
甚至乎我哋系过一个系一个圣洁嘅生活。
Resisting the temptations of the flesh and instead walking in the power and integrity of the spirit.
嗱，你要去抗衡我哋肉体嘅软弱，好让人哋去过一个属灵嘅生活。
This is a life so different to the values of the world that we live in.
呢一个基督徒嘅生命同我哋日常世界上所描绘的生命是完全不自然不同。
And this is a life so much different to the way most people live around us.
甚至乎对我们身边周遭的人，他们所过的生活是节节不同。
This is the extreme life that Jesus calls us to, and it takes courage and faith to live this life.
主耶稣基督亲自呼召我们过这个很极端的生活，我们需要凭着主耶稣基督，我们对祂的信心才可以过到这个生活。
The Christian faith is not for the faint-hearted.
基督教这个信仰并不是对一些胆怯的人来是有帮助。
But it's also not for superheroes.
但同样地并不是对一些是很有超能力或者超人的人来去可以相信依赖。
It's for ordinary people like us,who are empowered by an extraordinary God to achieve extraordinary things for God.
而这个信仰是为着你和我这个是一群很普通的人，是依靠全能主耶稣基督的大能才可以过到这个生活。
So let's talk about courage and faith.
那我们现在就讲到这个勇气和这个信心。
And let's define the word courage.
那这个刚强勇气究竟怎样来去界定呢？
On the screen, you'll see a definition of what courage means.
咁我哋呢个高影片嘅时候已经睇见呢个刚强，佢究竟系点嘅意思
？Stephen, I may just ask you to read that if you're able to.
In Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I can read it in English.
刚强系一个选择，系我哋呢个决定嚟到系如何嚟到战胜一啲嘅悲痛。一啲嘅危险，一啲嘅犹豫，一啲嘅疑惑，甚至乎一啲嘅逼迫。我哋呢个肉体上呢个嘅勇气，系要带着呢个系要去对着我哋肉身上嘅一啲嘅痛楚，甚至乎一啲嘅艰难，一啲嘅死亡，或者甚至被死亡嘅威胁，好让我哋过一个系有呢个信约喺呢个道德嘅勇气上边，更加嘅嚟到系去对着一啲好普遍嘅一啲嘅敌对嘅意思。对着我们来到去甚至乎当我们遇到一些敌对的或者甚至是羞辱的或者被人侮辱的甚至乎一些是气馁或者是一些私人的一些失去的一些东西。
So we've all got a good idea of what courage means. Just nod your head if it kind of makes sense.
所以大家都可以知道究竟勇气是怎样方面。
Stephen hasn't seen my notes this morning, so he's being very courageous in translating for me here.
我是完全没有牧师的讲章的，所以希望大家包含。
Somebody once told me that a way of thinking about courage is it's the quality of running into danger to save something or somebody rather than running away from danger.
有人曾經跟我這樣說過，這個勇氣或者是你的剛強，就是當我們如何是去勇敢走進危險，而不是逃避危險。
And so I'm sure in your minds you'll have an understanding of what courage looks like for you.
咁希望大家而家呢一个图画，究竟刚强同埋勇气应该系点样咧
？And I hope you can remember times in your life when you've done courageous things.
或者就会谂追溯翻你自己曾经做过啲好勇敢嘅事。
And I want to keep suggesting you all throughout today that the Christian life we're called to requires a great deal of courage.
所以今日我哋被呼召成为基督徒嘅时候，我哋本身就系需要有着呢一股嘅勇气。
But courage is not the absence of fear.
有刚强有勇气，并唔代表你唔可以胆怯。
It's the ability to act in the face of fear.
反而就系话，当你遇见呢个嘅恐惧嘅时候，如何作出一个反应
？And you'll see this quote from Nelson Mandela that talks about this idea of having courage, even though there's fear, the ability to overcome that fear.
就好似南非呢个嘅前总统一样。他所呢度所讲到嘅就系话，我学会到勇气，并唔系话完全系冇恐惧，而系如何点样去战胜呢个恐惧。一个有勇气嘅人系唔应该系受到呢个嘅恐惧，反而要系懂得点样去战胜呢个恐惧。
In this quote from Mark Twain, it says that courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear.
而同樣喺呢個係一個好偉大嘅作家Mark Twain， 佢都有講到就話勇氣就係懂得嚟點樣嚟到去抗衡呢個恐懼，點樣嚟到去征服呢個恐懼，而唔係點樣嚟到去避免逃避呢個恐懼。
And in this final quote, I like what this lady says that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something is more important than fear。
而另外呢一個嘅谚语就系讲到就系话，勇气并唔系嚟个喺呢个冇恐惧嘅情况之下，而反而就系当我哋点样作出一个决明智嘅决定，如何去找紧一啲比恐惧更加重要。
I like the last part of this quote that says the brave may not live forever, but the cautious do not live at all。
而最后亦都系一个好大嘅回响，就系话有勇气嘅并唔可能系永远嘅。存活，但是太过的保守是从来未活过。
I think most of us would like to live long lives.
相信大家同我一样都是希望是长命百岁。
But there are times when we are called to do courageous things that may risk those long lives.
但是当我们是可能有这些时机或者甚至有这个境况是会来挑战叫我们去踏出这个勇气，而或者甚至乎是会令到是让我们丧掉我们的生命。
So the key is, what is God calling us to do?
咁呢个最主要嘅中心就系究竟主耶稣呼召我哋做啲乜嘢
？And how are you going to find the courage to fulfill His purposes for your life?
我哋系如何去找到呢一股嘅勇气嚟到去过呢个主耶稣属于嘅生活
？Well, our courage comes from our faith.
我哋嘅勇气系从我哋嘅信心、我哋嘅信仰方面得到。
And the Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11 verse 1.
咁喺希伯来书十一章嘅时候，已经嚟到去定义信心系乜嘢嘢？信心就系所未见之事嘅实底。
And in the bottom passage in Hebrews 11:6, it talks about without faith, it's impossible to please God.
而同一节嘅圣经入边，跟住都讲到就系，而家如果你缺乏信心嘅时候，我系冇办法嚟到去讨悦神。
Faith is the essential element in our relationship with God.
我哋同神嘅关系，信心扮演一个好重要嘅角色。
We are called to put our faith in a God who is unseen。
我哋信心就系话，要我哋将我哋嘅信心去交托俾一个我哋见唔到嘅神。
We are called to put our trust in God with our relationships, our careers, our money, our family, our everything。
我哋系要系被呼召，要将我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅决定、我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅事业、我哋嘅财富，完完全全嘅凭信交托俾神。
We're called to trust what the Bible says about God, even when it seems difficult or confusing, or in opposition to public opinion.
我哋甚至乎系被呼召，而要去笃信呢一本整本嘅圣经，重视圣经嘅内容，佢嘅教训，同我哋喺日常世界所听见嘅系有抗衡。
But we're not called to blind faith.
但系最主要嘅就系我哋并唔系叫我哋系去盲信。
We are called to a reasonable faith, a reasoned, thoughtful faith that is supported by evidence and experience.
我哋所呢个嘅呢一份嘅信心被呼召嘅，并唔系好盲从嘅嚟，都系完全冇依理、冇根据嘅，反而系一个系作出一个有理性、系有确据嘅呢一股嘅信仰。
I like this quote from C.S. Lewis that says, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen." Not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else.
咁喺另外一个好伟大嘅作家 C.S. Lewis 入边咧讲过，我好相信基督教系因为好似我睇见呢个太阳嘅升起，但唔系因为我只系单单睇见，而系因为佢呢个阳光让我睇见所有嘅一切。
As a person of faith living in an age of scientific reasoning, I'm encouraged by what Jesus said to the man who demanded physical evidence of the resurrection.
So, when we live in this world of science, we need evidence to prove our life. When we live here, we need to remember that there is a person who came to find Jesus to get this evidence to believe
in. In John chapter 20, Jesus said this to Thomas.
咁喺《约翰福音》第二十章，耶稣同多马咁讲
：，Because you have seen me, you have believed。
佢因为你见到我，所以你相信。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed。
但系反而嘅就系嗰啲系完全未见已经相信嘅人，系更为有福。
And that's us, people who have believed but who have not had the privilege that Thomas had of walking and talking and touching Christ。
而呢个嘅主耶稣所讲嘅呢一群人就系你同我，我哋从来未见过主耶稣，但我哋仍然系相信佢，因为我哋系未见过、未掂过、未碰过嘅耶稣。
Belief, our trust, our faith is the essential element of our relationship with God.
我哋凭信相信呢个系我哋喺呢个基督徒同跟随主耶稣一个最重要嘅关键。
And it's the essential partner with courage, which is required to both believe in God and to serve God.
而呢个就系当中都系去配合我哋呢个嘅勇气，点样嚟到去跟随，同埋嚟到去追随，嚟到去过呢个主耶稣基督嘅生活。
To live a real dynamic Christian life takes courage.
要过一个有一个冲劲、有一股冲劲嘅基督徒嘅生活，系需要有勇气。
Courage to stand for what we believe.
当中有呢个嘅勇气嚟到去当中嚟到去抗衡，嚟到去抵去捍卫我哋所相信嘅。
Courage to do the right thing.
要有呢个勇气嚟到做一个啱嘅事，啱嘅决定。
Courage to go where we're called to go.
要呢个勇气就系话，当我哋被呼召要去到一个地方，我哋要凭勇气就去跟随呢个地方。
Courage to press in and press on for God.
我哋当中就系为着主耶稣嘅更加嚟到去踏实，甚至乎喺当中嚟踏出去嚟到去过呢个生活。
Courage to faithfully live for God even when it's hard and uncomfortable and demands sacrifice from us.
勇气就是说当中我们是纵使遇着困难，纵使遇着难处，甚至艰辛的时候，我们仍然是凭着这个勇气跟随主耶稣过。
But that courage is not bravado. It's not some kind of blind passion.
但是这个的勇气所讲到的并不是说很盲目的来到附和，甚至乎是拍着个心口就上的一个勇气。
It's a courage that grows out of our faith in who God is.
而这个勇气就当中凭着我们的信心慢慢的来到成长，来到孕育出我们的样式。
It's a courage that's inspired by our relationship with God.
而这个勇气就当中来到反映了我们同主耶稣，我们同神的关系。
It's a courage inspired by our understanding of who God is.
更加当中是眺望我们同去认识究竟神是哪一个。
It's a courage that's often inspired by the songs that we sing.
很多时勇气的时候当中是去透过诗歌歌词来表当中是让我们反思。
This morning we sang a song called Shout to the Lord.
我们今朝唱的第二首诗歌的时候就是 Shout to the Lord 这首诗歌。
I just want to ask you, do you believe the words of the song? Put your hand up. If you believe the words of that song, just put your hands up.
Okay,
fantastic. Because that song says, nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
当中这首诗里面就说，没有一样东西来可以 配得给我，都是将我靠依靠神这一颗的信心。
So when you think of the things that we struggle with in our daily lives, the things maybe we worry about in our daily lives, that song speaks hope and encouragement into our daily lives.
所以当我们在我们的常生活当中遇到困难，遇到一些艰辛的时候，这首诗歌就当中来就提点将我们有更加紧要、更加重要的、更加原动力来帮我们如何度过。
It doesn't matter what's going on around me, nothing compares to the promise I have in you, Jesus.
在我们生活中无论发生什么事，是没有东西可以跟我们对神这颗信心可以作的比较。
It also speaks to our greatest aspirations in life, maybe career aspirations for us or maybe for our children.
甚至更加来到当中同我们分享到我们个人的一些意愿，或者对孩子的意愿、愿望。
Of all the things I hope for, of all maybe what success for me looks like, nothing compares to the promise that I have in you, Jesus.
无论我同你点样嚟到描绘或者渴望成功系点样嚟到界定嘅时候，远远系唔可以同神嚟到去相比，神嘅应许嚟到相比。
In hymn number 22 that we began this morning, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of light." I think it goes, and it talks about mortals join the happy chorus. Talk about us as human beings joining with the heavenly realms.In worship of our Creator God.
就好像今天的诗歌本第22首的诗歌里面讲到，就说快乐快乐的崇拜，在我们的副歌里面所讲到的，就是你和我们一班是地上这些肉身的人，能够可以和天君一起去歌颂赞美神。
You know, these songs are designed to teach us theology.
这些诗歌当中来是去定次的定义的来教导我们这个神学的理论。
They help us understand who God is.
来帮助我们来认识究竟神是哪一个。
And when God calls us to live for Him, we're not talking about a small God, we're talking about the God of the universe.
当神来叫我们来去为祂而活的时候，我们并不是讲一些我们譬如土地一些其他的神，而是讲我们是这个大而未知的神。
Now we can be motivated by human leaders, people around us. They can motivate us to do things, sometimes even great things.
可能我们身边的人有一些伟人来到当中来鼓励我们。
But when you think of the greatness of God and what God's calling us to, that needs to stir up courage and faith in us.
但当你们去将它同神来比较的时候，它远远不能及，因为神所给我们的这个的原动力。我们的依靠是大大的过之而不及。
So my friends, I want you to treat the songs that you sing as inspiration for the life that God wants you to live.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来到唱诗歌颂神的时候，不要轻看这些歌的歌词里面的内容，他们就远远当中来到去引发我们来到当中有更深的认知。
The songs are not preparation for the sermon.
大家要记住，这些诗歌并不是来到去预备我们听讲章。
The songs are just affirming the word of God.
而这些诗歌当中来到更加让我们是去确信神的话语。
And they're taking us to a place to receive what God is calling us to.
而带到我们去一个就是神为我们预备的一个地方，让我们去悦纳神所为我们摆设的。
I believe the courage that God is wanting to speak into our lives today has already been spoken to us in these songs.
So, 我深信神今天要我们学的这个勇气里面的功课已经在头两首的诗歌里面当中已经带出了。
And in the readings that we've had already.
同埋是头先已经是读过的经文里面一样。
And I just want to fan that flame this morning.
我今天只是想是泼行这一火的亮光。
It takes courage to do what God wants, even when it stretches us beyond our comfort zones.
勇气就是说将我们来到去测试推到远超过我们自己平常可以做的能力。
It takes courage and faith together to live for God.
我哋系需要有勇气同埋有信心，先至可以为主而活。
And I'm sure many times throughout your lives, you've applied faith and courage to deal with the challenges of your own lives.
我好深信喺你嘅生活喺过去嘅一啲嘅日子入边嘅时候，你系会将勇气同埋信心都一齐嚟对去作一啲嘅生命上嘅决定。
There are many times we need to apply courage. It takes courage to move to a new country.
就好似我哋移民都有踏上一个好有呢个勇气先至可以移民。
It takes courage to learn a new language，
甚至乎系需要有呢个勇气先学一个新嘅语言。
To get a new job，
或者转一个新嘅工作环境。
To learn how to drive，
或者点样学揸车。
It takes courage to teach people how to drive，
更加要有一个勇气就是教人点样揸车。
Tell me， it takes courage to meet new people，
要有勇气嚟到去同新嘅朋友结交。
Takes courage to try new things.
我哋有勇气嚟到有新嘅尝试。
Takes courage to try new food.
更加有勇气尝试新嘅食物啦。
It takes courage to face an illness.
或者对我哋系一啲嘅疾病嘅痛苦，我哋需要勇气面对。
Maybe a financial challenge.
或者我哋喺财困方面，可能财务方面有出现问题，亦都要有勇气面对。
Takes courage to trust God with our lives and with the lives of those that we love.
更加重要就是我们有朋友这个勇气当中有相信神，更加是相信我们身边的人。
And it takes courage to change, to become more the person that God wants you to be.
假如我们需要改变的时候，更加需要这个勇气，你又怎样来改变，更加像神希望我们改变的。
There are many times in life when we need to apply courage to move on and to move up with God.
在我们生命当中有很多的机会，很多的时机是我们需要凭着勇气踏出和踏上。
We can sometimes find courage from within ourselves or from the motivation of others.
甚至有时在我们的内心或者我们身边周遭的人，我们可以找到这股的勇气。
But as Christians, we have the added advantage of being able to draw courage directly from God.
但作为基督徒的时候，我们可以更加的去到这个力量的源头，就是我们的神。
And it's my belief that courage based on faith in God should be able to achieve greater things, more life-changing things, and more long-lasting things than any other form of courage.
我好深信我们是从神当中所找到的这股的勇气，这股的刚强壮胆，是远远来到超过我们其他在日常生活当中所面对所学会的勇气。
In the passage we read this morning, Moses tells the people to have courage.
在今朝呢度《申命记》入边讲到，就系摩西对以色列人嚟到话，讲到呢个勇气。
He then tells them who the new leader is going to be.
佢当朝都系去同佢哋介绍新一个嘅领袖。
And then he tells Joshua to have courage as well.
而佢亦都喺当中就系同系约书亚嚟到讲到系要刚强。
You need to get into an understanding of how big this calling is on Joshua's life.
我们很难去猜度摩西叫约书亚这个的呼召是有几咁大。
We're talking about leading millions of people.
我现在这里所讲的就是约书亚将要带的是几百万人。
We're talking about not just the leadership of a nation, but we're talking about the conquering of another nation.
这里所讲的不是要他只是带一个的民族。而是要带这个民族来去攻打另外一个民族。
Joshua is being called to do something that is bigger than anybody before him has done.
摩西这个呼召主耶稣啊，是要他所做是前无古人要做的事。
There's a common statement in leadership that you can't lead anybody to a place you've never been before.
一个领袖，很多时候领袖的一些的学术里面讲到就说，你不可以带一个领袖去过一个是从未去过的地方。
But that's not at all a biblical concept.
但在圣经里面并不是这个范畴。
God is always calling people to go places that no one has ever been before.
神很多时候都是呼召人去过一些是人未曾到过的地方。
If you're taking somewhere that you've been before, that's not particularly courageous.
我们只是去过我们已经去过的地方，有什么勇敢呢？
Somebody could easily come with me to do something I've done hundreds of times or once before, and it's not particularly courageous for me or for them.
如果人哋只系仿效我啲已经做过几十次、几百次，对我亦都唔系啲咩好特别嘅勇气，对佢亦都唔系啲咩好特别嘅勇气可加嘅事。
But courage has the opportunity to be birthed and to grow in the unknown places of life.
但是这个刚强的勇气就是能够给我们有机会去到一个是从未试过从未见过在我生命当中未遇过的地方。
Joshua has seen many things in his life already.
在约书亚的生平里面他已经是见过很多的事。
He's lived under Egyptian captivity, the life of a slave.
他曾经试过作奴仆的作奴隶的就是在埃及的境内。
He's seen the miracles that Moses, under God's power, has performed in Egypt.
約書亦都見過摩西藉著神在埃及所行的神蹟。
He's been amongst those who have escaped from Egypt.
他亦都是在一些同一班以色列人是從埃及逃出來的。
He's been amongst those who have walked through the Red Sea on dry land.
約書亦都是同其他以色列人來到渡過經過紅海。
He's been chosen as a spy and been one of only two men who believed that God could defeat their new enemy.
而约书亚就亦都系其中两个嘅探子，系唯一相信有呢个信心可以系去战胜呢一班嘅敌人。
And now he's about to become the leader of this fledgling nation.
而约书亚而家将会成为呢一班被逃亡嘅人嘅领袖。
And he's not just going to be a political leader; he's going to be a military leader.
约书亚并不是单单成为一个政治上的领袖，他更加是成为一个军事上的领袖。
If you know the biblical story, you know that Joshua was amongst a group of 12 spies who were sent to look at this new promised land that God was calling them to.
如果大家熟读旧约的时候，都知道约书亚是这个12个探子的其中之一个，然后当中去探索这个敌方的地方。
And as they spied out the land, the reason they didn't go into the land at that stage is because 10 other men decided it was too hard, too scary, the opposition was too ferocious.
当其时他们之所以并没有去攻打这个国，因为这12个探子的其中10个说他们是很强悍，我们是不够人家打的。
And because they lacked the courage to trust God at that time, they spent 40 years wandering around the wilderness.
就是因为那班以色列人听了这10个探子，他们缺乏这份的勇气，他们就在旷野要行多40年。
And folks, I want to suggest to you that there are times in our lives when we don't trust God, we don't step out in faith, and we end up living in the wilderness.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们的生命当中，我们会有这些时刻，有这些机会，我们是缺乏这个信心来踏出，而我们就好像在这个旷野里面徘徊。
For most of us, our place of default is not the life of courage, it's a life of safety.
很多时候我和你，我们这个的最舒服的地方就是最安稳的地方，并不是一些要凭勇气过的地方。
When I read stories of courage, I often wonder if I would do those things, if I would risk my own life for the life of others.
当每次看这些书籍或听见一些有刚强勇气的一些故事的时候，我都会问自己，会假如是我的时候，我有没有这个勇气，这个胆量来到呢？
I saw a story on TV just this week where a lady had accidentally driven her car into a lake.
在这个礼拜里面有听新闻的时候，都知道有一个女士，她揸车揸咗个成部车系去咗个湖入边。
A young guy jumped into that water and got her out of that car and saved her life。
而一个好年轻嘅人能够系即刻除晒衫就跳落呢个湖冰冻嘅湖入边，嚟到去救呢个女士出嚟。
I thought, would I have done that?
我问自己，假如当其时系我嘅话，我会唔会咁做咧
？Would you have done that?
你会唔会咁做啊？
We're not called necessarily to jump into rivers and save people from cars, but we are called to a life of courage following the plans and purposes of God.
神可能没给你和我这股的勇气可以跳入这个湖去救这个女人，但是他有给这个勇气给我和你来过你的生活。
Joshua is called to take the people of Israel into a land that has great opposition in front of him.
约书亚是被呼召带这一群的人来去勇气，有这个刚强勇气壮胆去面对这一群的敌人。
The passage to Joshua ends in this way, don't be discouraged, which is the opposite of having courage. Discouragement would deprive Joshua of all that he needed to lead the people of Israel.
在第八节的时候，摩西亲自说到就是不要撇下，不要撇弃你，不要惧怕，不要惊惶。
The slide shows you what discouragement looks like in terms of a definition. This idea about being without hope.
当我们都是去 气馁的时候，这个定义就是说我们是没有盼望。
Depriving us of courage and hope.
完全是剥削了，剥夺了我们这个勇气，没有了我们这个盼望。
No expectation of a favorable outcome.
完全不相信是会有好的事会发生。
Courage empowers us to do things. Discouragement takes that power away.
勇气给我们有这个能力来到去做事。当你去放弃气馁的时候，当你就剥夺了我们这一股的能力，这个机会。
Perhaps there are some here today who are feeling discouraged.
或者今天在代作当中有弟兄姊妹是觉得气馁的。
Discouragement binds us, it holds us where we are.
很多时候我们又会被这一股消极的、消沉的气馁的这个能力来去凝聚，来去绑紧我们。
It makes it impossible to move on and move up with God.
而当我们去阻止了我们是没有办法向前或者踏出来去跟随神。
Maybe the things that you hoped for haven't eventuated.
或者可能是因为你所希望发生的事没有发生过。
Maybe unexpected things have come into your life that have knocked you back.
又或者一些突然发生的事、突如其来的事，你当中你去打扰了你的计划。
In times of discouragement, we can feel like God has left us.
当我们在这段气馁的时间的时候，很多时候我们会感觉以为神丢弃了我们。
We don't always sense his presence.
我们感觉完全感觉不到神的同在。
The songs that everybody else is singing don't feel right for us to sing.
人家个个唱紧好开心的诗歌，对我完全没有感觉。
And in times of discouragement, we're afraid to move from where we are.
当我们来遇着这些气馁艰难的时候，我们是要胆怯，没办法是去踏出超越我们自己这个位置。
We have some ladies in our church that have come from overseas that have learned to drive.
在牧师的教会有一群的姊妹是刚移民的，现在学着怎么驾车。
And we have a couple of ladies who have come to our church from overseas who have not learnt to drive.
咁亦都有一群嘅姊妹咧嚟到我哋教会，亦都系新移民咧，系未学过点样揸车。
You know the difference between those two groups of people?
知唔知呢两群嘅姊妹有咩分别啊
？It's usually fear and discouragement.
就系惊惶，甚至乎系气馁。
Now men fit into this category as well, but I just happen to have seen it more with women.
同样地啊，男士都一样会有呢啲咁嘅境况，只不过我见嘅女士比较发生多啲。
Men tend to be bad drivers, but they don't know it.
我哋嘅男生咧，啱啱系刚刚相反啦。我哋以为揸得好好，其实我哋唔知自己揸得好差。
When women are bad drivers, everybody tells them about it.
但系一到翻自己女生揸得差咧，个个都话俾佢听。
So I've met a number of women in our church who will no longer attempt to drive because they've been discouraged.
在一群姊妹里面的时候，我认识到的是他们以后都不会再驾车，因为每次驾车都会被人家说，被人家弹。
Something's happened in that experience that has taken their confidence away from driving.
因为他们的经历被人剥夺了他们的信心，所以他以后都没有这个信心再去学驾车。
My sister was like that.
我的妹妹就是这样。
She failed her license 3 times.
她考牌考三次都肥佬。
The last time she drove through a stop sign,
第三次就是她在应该要停的指示牌呢都照样揸出去。
And these were in the days of when the police officers would take you for your driving lesson or the traffic officers.
咁呢啲已经是很往古的事了，就是那时候要是交通警来考牌的。
And apparently he just calmly asked that she return back to the station.
咁那个交通警就说你都是揸返去警署啦。
But what makes me most proud of my sister,
但是我作为最好骄傲，作为骄傲的咧，对我妹嘅骄傲咧
，is that she today has a driver's license？
就系佢今日咧系有车牌。
She's not a great driver，
佢都唔系揸得好好。
But she's a safe driver，
大家好一个好安全嘅驾驶司机。
But her discouragement could have kept her away from driving forever。
但系因为佢先前嘅一而再、再而三嘅气馁嘅失败。佢可以永远都唔会再去考试。
You know, in life we face all sorts of discouragements.
我同你喺我哋嘅生命嘅时候，经常都会遇见一啲气馁失败嘅事。
And I just wonder how many of us are stuck in our Christian walk because of some kind of discouragement.
同樣地, 我都去想, 有多少在我們基督徒的生命裡面當中, 同樣地是遇著這些挫敗, 這些挫折, 而沒辦法向前來邁進。
You know, church, I want you to know that God is just as committed to you as he was to Joshua.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我可以很篤信地告訴大家聽, 今日神和你就和當年他和約書亞說的同一番的說話, 一番的信心是一模一樣。
He wants to encourage you, to put courage in you.
神想親自地鼓勵我們, 好讓我們能夠在我們的勇氣上面有添加。
He wants to inspire you with courage and confidence to take on life.
他想鼓勵我們,讓我們有這個剛強勇氣,如何面對生命。
To look up to him and to get on and to walk towards what God has promised for you.
我們可以向上來尋找神,來到當中來找緊他在我們身上的應許。
But Moses didn't encourage Joshua by simply telling him that he was a great guy, by how brave he'd been, but by the fact that God was going to be with him. That was the source of his courage.
但摩西留意到摩西对约书亚讲,并不是怎样来赞,加许约书亚,反而他之所以来提点约书亚,就是因为他知道神会同约书亚同在。
I just want to say one more quick thing as we come to the close this morning.
當我在完結之前,也想跟大家分享另一句的說話。
It was one thing for God to talk to Moses about Joshua, but what was very important in Joshua's life and his journey was that God spoke directly to him.
雖然摩西對親自來去提點提名約書亞是很重要, 但遠遠不及神親自對約書亞說話。
In Joshua chapter 1, we read that God spoke directly to Joshua about his leadership, about what God would do in his life. He gave him a personal affirmation of his leadership to enable him, to inspire him, to encourage him to live for God.
因为神在约书亚记第一章里面亲自地来对约书亚讲说话, 好让他来找紧这个确据,对他的信心,对他的领导的才能,是亲自的来,是神亲自的向他讲说话。
And the formula for courage was the same. God is with you, therefore have courage.
这个成功在有领导才能的方程式是一样,是因为有神与你同在,神给你力量,所以你会成为一个。
Another way of saying is that your faith in God being with you will generate courage.
換句話說就是,當你在神裡面當中有這顆信心的時候,當中就會衍生產生這個勇氣。
In this next quote it says, if we truly believe that God is with us, that God is for us, and that God is in us, courage will flow, and we will follow.
就好像这个箴言讲到就是说,如果假如我们真真正正相信神是和我们同在的时候,我们知道神是会为我们,神会在我们的里面,让我们的勇气来到他的流露,好让我们去追随。
Our courage will come as we hear from God, and to hear from God, we need to be listening.
我们的勇气就是当然要听见神,所以这个 焦点就是说我们要留意聆听神。
And one of the secrets of hearing from God and being inspired is the words to Joshua in Joshua 1 verses 7 through 8. Stephen, I'll just ask you to read just 7 and 8, please.
而在这里当中如何来到聆听神的时候,约书亚记第一章第七、第八节这样说到,只要刚强,大大壮胆,谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法, 不可偏离左右,使你无论往哪里去,都可以顺利。这律法书不可离你的口,总要昼夜思想,好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此,你的道路就可以亨通,凡事顺利。
Getting God's word into us is one of the ways that courage and faith are built into our lives.
将神嘅话语藏喺我哋心坎入边，就系当中成为我哋有呢个勇气、有呢个信心嘅原动力。
When you consider the task that Joshua was given, you would have thought that God would have asked him to study a military book.
如果你真系试想想，约书亚要作为呢个军事上嘅领袖嘅时候，你会以为神嘅叫佢睇一啲军事战略嘅书。
Consider your military strategy. How are you going to take this land?
你可能会当中谂下，究竟我用啲咩军事嘅策略嚟到如何嚟到征服呢一个嘅地方
？Or maybe a political leadership book.
又或者系一啲作为一个成功政治领袖需要睇嘅手册。
Maybe a master's in leadership at the local university.
或者去大学读翻个硕士学位咯。
Maybe a PhD in leading a nation and winning wars.
又或者是读一个博士的学位，怎样来去有成功的军事策略啊，或者来战胜这个敌方。
But the secret of his success would be in his study of the Word of God.
但在这里神亲自讲到的这个秘密，他成功的秘密就是如何来去阅读神的律法。
Getting the word of God into us is one of the ways that courage will be built in our lives.
我哋将神嘅话语藏喺我哋心坎入边嘅时候，就当中就会嚟当我哋嚟到带出、孕育出呢个嘅勇气去面对我哋嘅生命。
This morning, some of us, maybe all of us, are lacking courage for what we know needs to be done.
今日你同我或者我哋当中都系有欠缺呢一份嘅勇气，呢一份嘅刚强壮胆。
Maybe there's something happening in your personal life that you need to apply courage to.
可能你同我今日喺你嘅生命当中有一啲嘅范畴系需要有一啲嘅勇气先至系踏出去。
Maybe you need to find courage to ask forgiveness from somebody.
可能系要去揾人去问人求人宽恕你。
Maybe you need courage to change a way of thinking or a habit that's destructive.
可能要有个勇气来去改变你一些以前的想法，一些看法，甚至乎一些经历。
Maybe it's courage to have a difficult conversation with someone, to talk about conflict that's happening between you and another person.
又或者是有这个勇气跟别人来分享你跟其他人一些不和。
Maybe it's courage to answer God's call to serve in a new form of ministry.
或者甚至乎系一个勇气，因为神呼召你去试一个新嘅事工。
Maybe it's courage to be obedient in the waters of baptism。
或者甚至乎系神俾你嘅嗰个勇气，如何嚟到去接受，嚟到去受浸。
Maybe it's courage to stand up for your Christianity in your workplace。
又或者系喺你嘅工作嘅范畴入边，要能够有勇气嚟到去。分享或者证实你自己嘅信仰。
Maybe it's just the honesty to tell other people that you are a Christian in your workplace.
甚至乎或者只系一个好简单，有冇呢个勇气对着你嘅一啲嘅同事嚟到去话你系一个基督徒。
Maybe it's the courage to share your faith with somebody.
又或者系啲嘅勇气嚟到去同别人分享呢个福音。
There's many areas of our lives where courage is needed.
我哋生命有好多方面嘅范畴。是需要我们有这个勇气。
And more so if your intention is to be a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
更加重要的就是假如我们是笃信想成为这个是亲自追随主耶稣基督的人的时候，我们就需要这个勇气。
So I want to leave you with a challenge this morning.
所以今天想给大家一个挑战。
A challenge to live a more courageous and faith-filled life.
一个挑战就是如何来去做一个更加勇敢的来过你每一日的生活。
I believe that Jesus is calling us out of our comfort zones into a courage zone. And I want you to take some time to consider that this morning.
我很深信是主耶稣基督就是叫我们去踏出我们很安舒的环境的境况，而去到一个勇气，要需要有凭着勇气而面对的一个地方。
There's a little card that's being made available to you this morning.It just talks about this comfort zone, courage zone area.
咁而家我哋派警嘅一啲嘅单张，虽然系英文吓，咁咧就系当中就系会见到有三个圆圈，而个圆圈嘅核心就系我哋嘅所谓安舒嘅境况。
And just as those cards are being handed around, I just want you to be thinking, what has God been prompting you about this morning in terms of an area where you need to apply courage?
所以当你去派这些卡的时候，我想问一问大家，究竟今日神对你有没有这个提醒，是你要如何表达你的勇气？
And I just want to speak to those that feel discouraged this morning.
现在特别是对一些是气馁或者是有失败的这些朋友来讲，
God wants to change your outlook on life.
神是想改变你对这个世界的看法。
He wants to show you that He loves you, that He has a plan for your life, that He is with you every step of the journey, in both the good times and the difficult times.
神是想亲自跟你说话，他想告诉你，无论你的生活面对的困难是怎样，他都愿意跟你一起来承担，一起来度过。
So I just want you to take a moment. I've run over time. Sorry, Pastor Gary, but just want you to take a moment. If God's brought something to mind for you, would you just write something in this outer circle? I'm not going to ask you to share this with anyone else. Just this is between you and God.
咁你当收呢个单张嘅时候，你唔需要嚟去分享出嚟，但系只系想话俾鼓励大家。假如今日神对你讲说话嘅时候，可以喺呢个红色嘅圈入边写低边一个系一个觉得系神要你要踏出你嘅安舒嘅环境，要朋友有勇气要面对嘅新嘅境况、新嘅境象。
I'll just give you a moment of quietness just to reflect and to write, and then I'll close us in a word of prayer.
我俾大家系有少少嘅时间。 来到去安静，来到去写，跟住牧师系会作呢个祷告。
It's exciting to consider what life will look like as you all step into that place of courage. How that will look different maybe in the days and weeks that lie ahead of us.
无论你前面这幅图画是怎样，我们事实上当我们凭着勇气去到一些是从未去过、从未遇过、从未见过一些的事的时候，是如何的美。
I just want to share with you that what's in my courage circle is sharing my faith with my neighbour, whose name is Colin.
对牧师来讲，他的其中一个勇气要做的就是跟他的邻居来传向这个福音。
Colin is a good friend of mine, amazingly beautiful, wonderful neighbour.
是一个好好的人，好好的邻舍。
But every time we get close to me trying to transition into sort of spiritual conversation, it's just not happening for me.
但每一次是差不多想有机会去跟他传福音的时候，我没办法启齿。
And I believe God's calling me to be more courageous and to step out in faith and trust God with what's going to flow in that conversation.
我很深信，牧师很深信，就是神是要他有这个勇气来到去相信神。 会找紧为佢找紧呢个时机，为佢安排呢个嘅时间，你哋去作出呢个分享嘅事。So
whatever it is for you, I just want to pray that God would give us together courage to do His will.
所以无论你喺呢个卡上边，你自己嘅纸上边写系乜嘢嘅情况，或者乜嘢嘅事，或者咩物，当中牧师都会当中系去同你一样，你哋系去为你祈祷，让神嚟当中俾你呢个嘅勇气。
Let's pray together.
一齐低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you that you are a God who supplies all of our needs.
父神啊，我哋要满心感谢赞美你，因为你系赐万物、赐给予嘅人神。
And Lord, when we consider the life that you've called us to, we need courage.
主啊，当我哋去相信，当我哋去思想翻我哋嘅生命嘅时候，我哋就知道我哋需要勇气嚟过生活。
And Lord, our courage is based upon our faith, our understanding of who you are.
我哋嘅勇气系基于我哋对你嘅认识，对你嘅信心。
You are a great and mighty God.
因为你一个全能伟大嘅神。
Lord, you have never experienced fear or inadequacy or discouragement.
父神，因为你从来未遇过恐惧，未遇过气馁，未遇过失败。
So Lord, I would ask that you would fill us with your spirit that we could enjoy the courage that we need to live well for you.
所以神啊，就求你让你嘅灵嚟充满我哋，好让我哋有从你当中嚟得呢个能力，过一个有勇气嘅生活。
Remind us, Lord, that you are with us.
提醒我哋，因为主啊，系你与我哋同在。
That you are for us.
你系为我哋同在。
That you dwell within us.
而你系住喺我哋嘅心入边。
And enable us to take those steps of courage.
好让嚟到，容让我哋能够系踏出呢个有勇气嘅一步。
To live faithful lives for you.
而尽忠系过一个系有信心同埋系忠守嘅生活。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.